is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report on what do Planned Parenthood and Acorn have in common? Republican attacks. Hey, it's not just me that's noticed the haters pulling out their playbook big time again on Planned Parenthood, just as they did on Acorn. Here's a thoughtful, spot-on piece by Brennan Gallagher, published on the MaryJane.com website. I'm glad to bring truth wherever I find it, so here goes. Why do Republicans hate Planned Parenthood so much? Take a closer look at the crusade against women's rights and health care. A simple explanation for defunding Planned Parenthood that is offered up ad nauseum by talking heads across the political spectrum is that Republicans hate abortion. That doesn't tell the whole story. Not only does Planned Parenthood offer many services that aren't abortion, abortion only accounts for 3% of Planned Parenthood services. Republicans, though, are always on the lookout for a new bogeyman. This is a necessity for a party that actively advances policies that hurt working people. Since their policies of restricting health care, lower wages, and funneling money into the hands of corporations don't naturally attract the working class, they have to invent reasons for people who make less than six figures a year to vote for them. Not everyone can be cowed by the largely imagined threats of immigrants. That's why they have to construct and destroy social pariahs to maintain their base. Take a close look at the Republican political strategy. We'll see that the fight against Planned Parenthood isn't just about abortion. It's about bringing a scalp home to their base while trimming the budget at the expense of women all over the country. The current Republican crusade against Planned Parenthood looks a lot like their attacks against ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. In 2008, the organization had a budget of $100 million and membership of 400,000 plus. By the beginning of 2010, ACORN was no more. The company's 40-year history of helping those in poverty with actions as small as building playgrounds and as large as taking on banks came crashing down after Republicans conducted a national smear campaign connecting ACORN erroneously with vote fraud. It's no coincidence that James O'Keefe, a self-styled provocateur, has made videos attempting to discredit both ACORN and Planned Parenthood. It bears mentioning that the GOP and its surrogates seized upon some very real stories of corruption within ACORN to bring them down, but it was a propaganda campaign constructed on falsehoods that ultimately led to ACORN's demise. This is how the Republicans operate. They attack organizations with a three-step process. First, Republicans identify a positive social organization in which they can easily spot and single out something conservatives hate. In the case of ACORN, it was voter fraud committed by minorities, which, by the way, doesn't exist. With Planned Parenthood, it's abortion. Once they pick the organization, they produce propaganda with people like James O'Keefe. The media has no choice but to cover it, even if the O'Keefes of the world are discredited in the process. Then, congressional Republicans try to close the organization. If they succeed, the organization shutters. If they fail, they've rallied their base around a cause that makes them forget the awful economic and social policies that should get them to defect from the party. The tactics the GOP and Fox News use against ACORN, relentlessly repeating accusations against the group, are instructive in the case of Planned Parenthood. So much of the argument in favor of Planned Parenthood on social media has been abortion comprises a small portion of what Planned Parenthood does. While this is important for context, it won't sway conservatives. They don't care. It's in their political interest to tie abortion to Planned Parenthood. There were no connections between ACORN and voter fraud, because again, voter fraud statistically doesn't happen. But they still use the issue to shiv the community organizing group. The only way to save Planned Parenthood will be to celebrate all of the services it provides and convince moderate and left-leaning lawmakers of its importance. The defunding of Planned Parenthood isn't about cutting off an organization from abortion funding, but about punishing an organization that provides abortions and women's health care. Again, this is because Republicans don't actually care about the facts. They care about symbols. ACORN fell because Democratic politicians wouldn't stand up for the organization once it became toxic. The political calculation was that their constituents didn't care that much about ACORN, while Republicans made it difficult to support them. The way to save Planned Parenthood, then, is going to be pressuring Democrats to fight for it, not backing off of championing Planned Parenthood's abortion services. Not only is abortion an essential part of what Planned Parenthood does, but even if it weren't, Planned Parenthood would forever remain a symbol of abortion rights for conservatives. This isn't about abortion. Planned Parenthood stands for women's rights, just as ACORN stood for the rights of the poor and minorities. Republicans would be trying to defund PP no matter what, as it is an affront to their corporate patriarchal worldview. Asserting Planned Parenthood's right to exist will be a better tactic than compromise, since the real argument is that both Planned Parenthood and abortion should be no more. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.